I get a good view.
Yeah,
I get a better view than you.
I'll deal with it.
Okay. Well, so where's Chaim Duvid?
David's here. Did you
just die?
That's why she came.
You can start something, Avi. Avi, start.
Yeah?
Yeah, you start.
Hey!
Direction a little bit, but Yosef, start us off. So you like doing it the other way? But it's gonna be like, what's the shaychus? Everyone's gonna be like, what's the shaychus? Hey!
Yeah, I got it ready. Let me just key it up.
I have a tama 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 la la la
Hey, it's been a few months. You know what I mean? You gotta make up. Tashlum. Hey. Okay, go.
I have it. Tama,
yeah. sign a mix mix.
No. Yeah, beer's fine.
What's it? Like a. Oh, like a. Thomas. Oh, nice. Yeah,
just
not
at all.
Thank you.
Hey, what do you guys say?
Maybe we should. Let's.
Anybody else want some Arak?
Thank you. L'chaim, l'chaim.
L'chaim. L'chaim.
I love it. Whoa. You got a napkin? Yeah, yeah. We got a napkin. Yeah. Yeah, what do you guys say? Well,
what's Rebbe saying?
L'chaim.
What's Rebbe saying?
Saying L'chaim. L'chaim, everybody.
L'chaim, L'chaim.
L'chaim to the Radner. Where is Tandur? The Mishpacha, thank you. Should continue to.
Yeah, but yeah, I'll pass on.
Continue to be machazik each other, to all of us, to stay together, to be machazik, to strengthen each other, to be there for each other, to make l'chaims together, to make l'chaims. They say, you know the pshat, they say, it's my own pshat in l'chaim, one of the pshatim in l'chaim, not to get too mussar about it. Or maybe first you get the musa, then you make the l'chaim to chill it out. But that they say that a bird, how do you tell if it's a treifa? The din of a bird to know if it's a treifa is you put it into, I think it's halacha, you put it into water and you, that's flowing in a certain current. If it could stay alive and it's able to swim against the current, so then it's a raya that it's alive. It's not a trefa. A trefa means an animal that's going to die within the year. So that's one of the ways that you do it, because chayim, life. Oh, it's chayim duvid. Chayim.
Chayim.
Chayim. Look at that shine. Look at that smile. Life is hard. Life is hard sometimes. Thank you. Oh, cold seltzer. I got some Arak, some Arak beer, some seltzer. L'chaim, everybody. First of all, L'chaim. The pshat is that... Thank you. Yeah, right? It's good. The pshat is that things don't always flow. Right, you guys know my line. No, Nisana, what am I going to say? What's one of my favorite lines? Dead fish go with the flow. No pun intended, right? Dead fish go with the flow. It's hard. It's like, oh gosh, I got to go against the grain. I got to fight. It's hard. It's very hard. It's very hard to go against, like, you know, that annoying person or your flow. Of whatever your flow is, it's very hard. It's hard. And one of the hardest things, it's one of my favorite lines in, I'm trying to hold cup where I'm holding it. L'chaim, l'chaim, everybody, l'chaim. It's one of my favorite lines in The Road Less Traveled. You could put that on the book list. I have to start getting like all the things that I say, like, oh, I got to remember to say, like I said today, we got to stop with the word. I said at Camp Levi, we were talking about stop. Again, I'm being recorded, all the recordings that, this generation, that generation, we could say this generation, that I myself say it. What was I talking about right before that? The road less traveled, the book list. So a book that everybody has to. Should. I'm telling you, should. Yeah, you should read. A book that you should read, right? I'm joking for anyone who never heard. They're like, whoa, that's that I would recommend, that it'll help you in your life to read, is by Scott Peck. It's called, incredible book. It's called The Road Less Traveled, which is based on that poem. Of the person who took the road, you could chat GPT. Oh, I feel like we're in yeshiva together in Shir. Someone chat now? I could ask. So can someone chat GPT the poem, The Road Less Traveled? The Road Less Traveled, the poem, The Road Less Traveled, because that's what it's based on. Surely I'll read, yeah. Sorry, Nisanal, I got it right here. Here we go. Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both. Oh, it's long, but okay, I think it's good. Sorry, it was a great... I hope this is the one. Yeah, yes, yes, this is it. Listen to this poem.
Two...
Nice. I thought I was like, L.E.O., that's pretty good. But then you forget, you have Chet. You Chet, yeah, right? Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both and be one traveler. Long I stood and looked down one as far as I could to where it bent in the undergrowth. Don't worry, it's not so long, everybody. Then took the other as just as fair and having perhaps the better claim because it was grassy and wanted wear. Though as for that, the passing there had warned them really, okay, I'm not, whatever. Basically, both that morning equally lay in leaves no step had trodden black. Oh, I kept the first for another day, yet knowing how way leads on to way, I doubted if I should ever go back. This is the key. I shall be telling this with a sigh, somewhere ages and ages hence. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that had made all the difference. Meaning the road that's less traveled, I'm just talking about a book. You'd think I'm talking about Lahavdil, a sefer, but in a certain way, it's Lahavdil, it is Lahavdil. It's not Torah, but Chachma Bagoyim Tamin, which means you could learn from that book, The Road Less Traveled, where he starts off. Because the road less traveled means that life, and this is how he starts off the book. When you recognize that life is difficult, then life gets easier. And I always say that. You wake up in the morning, you're expecting to have a perfect day, you're in big trouble. You're expecting, I'm not going to have any anxiety today, everything's going to work out perfectly, you're in trouble. If you know it's going to be tough, I might have to deal with certain things. It's going to be difficult. I might have a difficult day. When someone has expectations, someone asked me a great question because I was talking recently, talking about jealousy. People, everyone, Akina, Vataiva, Vakavid, Moitzina, Sada, Menoilam, people have jealousy. So someone asked me, practically, so how do I work on jealousy? So I have jealousy. How do I work on the fact that I get jealous? What do I do? So I said, Lefianias Daiti, in my experience is that we beat ourselves up. Or I'll talk about myself. I'll beat myself up before I'll even admit that I'm jealous. I'll say, you can't be thinking this, you can't this. I won't even realize that I'm being jealous. As opposed to just saying, I'm jealous. I'm jealous. It's like, the problem, I've spoken about this before. Usually the problem is not the problem. Where's Chaim Duvid? Oh, you're here. Right. Usually the problem is not the problem. Usually it's the fact that I won't let myself have a problem. That's more the problem. It's not the problem. It's not the etzem problem. People say, oh yeah, once I realize I have that problem, okay, now what? I'm like, okay, now what? Now what? Shkoyach. It's not now what. Sometimes just a person. That's what Chaim, right, this is all from the L'Chaim, right, just saying L'Chaim. Sometimes the reason it's hard to go that derech is because I can't admit to the fact. I can't admit to the fact that this is my struggle. I can't admit to the fact that this is, but that's Chaim. That's what the Goyin says, the Gra says. Yischazek tamid b'shviras hamidus. What does that mean? Yischazek tamid b'shviras hamidus. What does that mean? People think that it's like a musr, like you have to work on yourself. You have to this, you have to... It's not about working on yourself as much as it's about accepting the fact that I might have tivus. I might have jealousy. I might want people to look at me a certain way. And then we spend the entire time fighting ourselves in the nekuda that we have. Instead of just saying, yes, this is my problem. This is my problem. So I'm insecure. Yes, I need to be the best. Or yes, it bothers me, my relationship with my mother, whatever it might be, my father, my wife, my child, whoever it might be. We can't, it's difficult because the Yetzer Hara makes us fight in a whole different territory. The Yetzer Hara wants us to fight. in a whole different territory. He doesn't want us to go ahead and say, okay, because the second I go ahead, I said this, once a person admits that he has a problem, he's 90% past the problem. Question, comments. It's Monday. We usually have no mic Monday. Question, comments. Let's talk, everybody. It's talk. Ask questions. You don't have to ask a question. That's my experience.
Are you saying that it's all about accepting that you have this vast problem? But like you said before, now what?
Right, so I think that the now what is like, you know what? It's like parents, right? It's the old thing I say to parents sometimes. You have to accept your child who they are, right? You have to accept your child. This is who your child is, right? Ready? Then the parents will say, yes, I accept my child for who they are. Now what? I'm like, No. You have to accept your child for who they are. Now will he change now that I accept him? No, you're not accepting. I have to accept the fact that I have jealousy.
If you can't just accept them and say, hey, that's it. If you're jealous, now let's look at it.
That's not accepting it. Right? You tell me. How's that accepting it?
Very good.
Very good. So when do I work on things? How about working on accepting it? It might be harder than working on things.
What's that?
Maybe you're saying, so when am I working? Working on my shield, help me with this, because this is a good one. Like, I have to work, we have to, like, get the words, like, work, you know, like, the when the Rebbe, when Reb Shaul, we still have to get that. I mean, it's validated that he said that thing that I have to change. Who says I really have to change? So we're assuming that we have to work on ourselves. Like, I have to work on myself. Of course, we have to work on ourselves. But maybe my working on myself is I have to learn to accept myself. Why is that not working on myself? Why is working on myself good? Good. I like it. This is good.
It's a severe problem, and accepting it is not necessarily going to take that away.
Yes, I agree. Maybe if a person really has a problem of taiva, a person really has a problem of whatever it might be. I said recently from somebody, Moish Hellman, a very big tzaddik, very chashav yid, I said the pshat that what's the difference between a bar mitzvah, why is it called a bar mitzvah, and a baal taiva? A bar mitzvah is a son of a mitzvah. A baal taiva is I'm an owner of a taiva. So the tzaddikim say, because a bar mitzvah means you can never detach from your father. Whatever you're going to do, it's your father. It's your father. Your father. Even when a person passes away, it's still your father. Person's adopted. He still has a biological father. It's his father. That's a bar mitzvah. That's when it comes to mitzvahs and Hashem, you're in. That's part of the problem sometimes. It's like you're stuck. But a baal is an owner. What can an owner do? An owner could do anything that he wants with whatever he has. So the problem is we think we're a bar taiva. But Chazal calls us a baal taiva, which means I'm actually the owner of my taiva. I'm actually the owner of it, which means that I actually... I can also detach myself from it. And I think that part of it, I saw once Reb Tzaddik says that dveikus means totally accepting who you are, and that Hashem is with you, with who you are, where you are. And David, right? What David's asking is a good question, because it's like, but I want to work on myself. I could talk for myself. For me, it depends what type of personality you are. For me, it's harder for me to relax and to chill. So maybe working on myself is relaxing and chilling. Now you have to know yourself. Some people are harder than on themselves when it comes to this thing. Some people are more hard on themselves when it comes to that. Some people have more family issues. Some people have problems with their Everybody has problems with their with deep closer relationships. It's a normal thing to have challenges with the people you're close with. Everybody has it, but some people have bigger taiva. Some people have bigger, right? That's the chilik between, right? We know taiva and chemda. It's one of the differences between taiva and chemda. The gain says that. That's chemda, taiva. Some people love to make a lot of money. Some people love, he says that, by the way, by Torah. I think I mentioned a little bit briefly today that taiva and chemda, he says, vachrei mitzvaysecha, tirdo, if you'll tell Ariel Hakim, that's his name? Yeah. See, well, I spoke this out with him. The Goyin says, Vachrei, listen to this pshat, he says, Elokai Nitzar, beautiful pshat, Ramay should listen. Elokai, not that, no, it's his house, I'm telling you, right? He's the owner, he could, right? Right, he's the baal, you can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. He says like this, he says, Acharei Mitzvaysecha Tirdoif Nafshi, he says, Elokai Nitzar L'Shoni Meres, right? By Torah. It says, at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, Elokai Nitzar L'Shoni Meres, Nafshi Kavol Kol B'Sach Li B'Sor Secha. P'sach Libi B'Sor Secha, V'Achrei Mitzay Secha Tirdoif Nafshi. Says the Goyin, you want to hear this? The guys who like to learn a lot of Torah, Lev, your emotions are Torah. People don't associate that. Your emotions are Torah. Love. If you're a big Baal Taiva for Taivas Nashim, for Taiva, the Goyin, it's not me. It means, because how do you fulfill Taivas? You fulfill Taivas by sitting and doing nothing. That's Taivas. That's Psach Libi. Ready for this? You guys ready for this one? This is a Goyin. I didn't make this up. The Vilna Goyin says, Psach Libi B'Sar Asecha is Keneged Taiva. Why? What does a guy who's in yeshiva do? What does he do? He sits. He's in yeshiva. Why is a yeshiva called a yeshiva? Because you sit. You sit. Oh, we'll talk about that in a second. David, listen to this. Ramesha, you got to hear this pshat. Dove is machaven a little bit. Listen to this. Listen. A guy, I always said this. Take a film, make a movie, take a video of a guy who's on his phone and is watching a movie. What's he doing? He's sitting there like this. He's sitting at whatever position. He's just sitting there, He's just sitting there like this. With his mouth open, he's sitting there like, for hours. He's not doing anything. That's taiva. When a guy's sitting and learning Torah, film a guy sitting and learning Torah. I'm not saying if he's shuckling a lot, relax. If he's sitting there, what's he doing? He's sitting there, just sitting. They go together. Because taiva and Torah go together. Ready for this? Acharei mitzaysecha tirdoif nafshi, the guy has chemda, is that he runs after money. A guy like that is waking up at 6 o'clock in the morning and going to bed at 2 o'clock in the morning to make cash. That's acharei mitzvaysecha tirdoif nafshi. It's a different desire. The Baal Taiva for Nashim, the Baal Taiva of Taiva, is a Taiva of laziness, so to speak, of Torah. So the tikkun of that is chelech l'iraisa, is that you're able to. So when a person says, a guy who's acharei, so David was asking, what's the pshat that nowadays people, everybody likes to dance and get excited and jump. They don't want to sit around. They don't want to just sit around. They want to move. How come also people can work day and night like they've never worked to run after cash? It's the same thing. They're both together.
Keeps you busy.
They work together. Acharei mitzvaysecha tirdoif nafshi. So you have to identify. One's not better or worse. It's understanding yourself. Am I a guy who's a sit-around guy? Where do I get stuck? Do I get stuck that I'm too busy chasing? And maybe some people who work on themselves, they need to learn. It's hard. People to download, to relax, to slow down. to slow down. Vavadatem mehera. The Baal Shem Tov says vavadatem mehera. Definitely not pashup shot. Vavadatem mehera. Lose the quickness. Slow down. Slow down. Slow down. For a guy who's running and running and running and running and running, sometimes it's harder for him to sit down. Sometimes hard to sit down. It's not about what's better or what's worse. Nothing. It's not better or worse. It's really learning yourself, understanding yourself, understanding yourself. And that's where jealousy comes in. That's where comparison comes in, because your older brother probably is not like you, and your younger brother is probably not like you, and your father might be like you, might not be like you. It's personalities. It's learning yourself, learning to understand. That's what's hard about school. That's what's hard about school, about the system. The system that puts everybody, that you're graded, that it's all the same thing. That's not Yiddishkeit. That's not Hashem. That's not Torah. That's not what it is. It's Echad Amar Bevechad Amamed Ubevad Sheikhav and Sleep Hashemayim. This guy is supposed to be waking up and running to work. This guy who has who struggles with his taivas, he can go ahead and he can learn. He can sit and learn. He can sit and learn. Not that the guy who's running to chemda can't learn also, but it's about knowing yourself. That's where the jealousy comes in. Jealousy comes in when I'm not accepting who I am, and I'm fighting. I'm just fighting who I am. I'm constantly fighting who I am. And that's hard. It's hard when you have parents. It's hard when the people around you didn't accept you who you are. It's hard when you have older siblings who didn't accept you for who you are and didn't give you the space that you need. And the culture. And then you hear you're going to Gehenna. And you hear Yiddishkeit is like this. And it's not, but it's not. It's not true. Hashem is loving and Yiddishkeit is beautiful. And Torah is—it's hard to connect to Torah because it's one of the most powerful things. So people wonder. You know, in Igeres, I want to say this one line from Igeres Ramban. You could look up the Igeres Ramban. Somebody has on Safari. There's a line in Igeres Ramban that I saw today. I love saying Igeres Ramban. I would suggest anybody to start getting into it. It's not long. It's a beautiful tefillah. And for the first time, I think today or yesterday, it hit me very powerful what he said. And I said, this is incredible. It should be on there. Just do Igeres Ramban, Aleph, Gimel, Resh, Tav.
Which letter is from Shemi wants to know which letter?
What? You have it?
Letter.
Oh, which letter? Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure. One second. You can't pull up the whole thing?
No, I pulled it up.
Shemi has it. Rabbi
Elsa has it. He says over here, this is what he says. He says, this is like a crazy, could you make it lighter for me, please?
Yeah.
Just, yeah. Listen to this. This is the Ramban, a Rishon. This is what the Ramban says. Oh. V'tispayish. You got to read this. He says, Udvarcha ye be'ema. So crazy. Speak with fear and awe. I'll say it in English and then we'll do it in Hebrew. He says, speak with fear and awe as a servant in the presence of his master. Act with restraint in front of everyone. When someone calls you, don't answer loudly, but calmly, as one who's standing in front of his Rebbe. He says, be mevayesh mikol Adam. People have social anxiety, and thank you very much, Cirilli. People get embarrassed to be in front of other people, and they're self-conscious, and then they beat themselves up for being self-conscious and worrying and caring in front of other people. And the Ramban tells us that that's the way we're supposed to be. So what happens? Come on. You go to a chasana, make sure you have a shot. You go to a social event, make sure you figure out how I'm not going to. You're going on in a public place. Oh, how do I not be nervous? How do I not be? Says the Ramban, you're supposed to be self conscious and be, I'm not saying in an unhealthy extreme, and everyone's like, oh, well, in our generation, I'm supposed to walk into a room and feel comfortable, and the fact that I'm anxious, I have a problem, so let me start drinking, let me start going to a therapist, let me start figuring out, now, I'm not saying people don't need therapy, and I'm not saying people don't need to sometimes have a beer or learn to have vices that can relax them a little bit, whatever it might be. But what happens is we'll beat myself up. I'll beat myself up that, oh, I'm self-conscious in front of people. And the Ramban is telling you that that's what a yid is supposed to do. You're supposed to have yira in front of people. You're supposed to be embarrassed a little bit. You're supposed to feel self-conscious. The Ramban. It was such a chizik for me. It's like we work like the Goyin. The Goyin actually says this also. I don't know why I'm going all over the Goyin. This and Evan showed me the same thing. The Goyin says, "Yeah, we're good." Anyone with questions, comments on that? I know I'm getting Chaim Duvid. The rat. This.
Rav, does he say why it's good to feel those things when we always attribute that to being negative?
Right. I just said why. I call it fake news, honey. Elio, it's fake news. It's because someone told me I'm not allowed to be. That, oh, you got to be self-confident. Where is it to show me a Ramban that says I have to be confident?
It's probably to not like a part about yourself.
What?
That you want, that can't change, want to change a part about yourself, though. If you want to be more confident. Like,
yeah, I do want to be more confident. But when I realize, a person can say I want to be more confident. But I think part of the confidence is saying that it's okay that I'm not confident. I could still work on being confident. I could still work on my social anxiety by saying that it's okay that I get nervous around people. When the Ramban is telling me that's a beautiful midah to look at people greater than you. It's not a contradiction. It's not a contradiction to work on feeling good about yourself. It's like the old, right? It's the second time I'm mentioning it today because I love talking about code. It's the old codependence. So you could help somebody. You could help someone and do chesed. But how empty am I when I don't do chesed? How empty am I? How empty am I? How empty am I? So you're saying, David, oh, I want it to be that I'm, I want it to be that I'm, oh, wow. I want it to be that I'm, you gotta come around. No way. Wow. Chaim Duvid, the Ken's there. You see, Dovi's here. Really?
Service. I can't get through to him.
What I was saying is that let's get back to the basics again. These are the basics. This is how empty I love the cup example. If this is my love that I have for myself, then I need everybody in my life to fill all of this up. You're in trouble. You're going to need a lot. That's why people have marriage problems. People have marriage problems. Some people have marriage problems because they don't work on. They don't work on themselves. They don't learn. They don't. Because there's whatever. I'm not gonna start. Don't get me started. No, don't get me started because it's part of this. Because if you're empty, then you're expecting everybody to fill you up so much because you're not full. You're not filled up. Because you don't know how to love. You can only give. Let's get back to the. We haven't done this in a while. These are basics. You can't give what you don't have. Whatever you have, you will give. If you have $10, you can give. Iraq is way too. Thank you. I'm not. If you, I still got to go to Hask tonight. You know what I mean? I got to come in. Just hold up. Yeah, right. Listen. This is very important. If you don't have it, whatever you have, you could give. If you have $10, you could give $10. If you have $10, you could give $10. If you have this amount of love, that's how much love you can give. You can't give more than what you have. When a person, the problem is when a person doesn't fill himself up, when a person doesn't work on filling himself up and working on himself, we got to change the word for working on yourself. That's where I started, Maishi. We have to change that. I don't know what that means, working on oneself. I don't know what that means to work on oneself. I know what it means, David. It's important to work on oneself. But to be, let's change it maybe just for tonight. We have to learn ourselves. How about let's start with that? How about let's start with that? I think the way it works a little bit, and tell me what you guys think. I think the way it works is either I'm chilled and I could do whatever I want. I have all the space in the world, or I have to work on myself. How about learning myself? How about learning myself? Where does that step come in? So I gave myself the space. So I'm learning to give myself the space. And then what happens? I'm learning to give myself space, or I give myself space. And then what about where? And then it's, oh, then I have to work on myself and get all that. What about understanding myself? What about truly understanding what type of person I am? Am I a person who's a stingy person? Am I a person who has expectations? Did my father have expectations for me? Did my mother have? People think that it's all psychology. It's not psychology. It's what Hashem wants us to do. Hashem wants us to get to know ourselves. Hashem wants us. How do you love someone? How do you love someone? You get to know them. I want to get to know you. That's what somebody says. I want to get to know you. I want to get to know you. When a person learns to get to know himself, that's how you love yourself. I want to get to know you. I want to spend time with you. I want to get to know. So good. How do you, right? We'll get into a little bit of a relationship. How does a relationship work? How does a relationship? Elio, you hear this at least once a week from me. How does a relationship work?
She's always
right. Yeah, good, right. That's, yeah.
Rebbe, I'm brainwashed.
I never told you that. I don't know who brainwashed. I never said that. But I know what you mean. The pshat's like this. When we learn to love, I'll end off with this, and I'll ask you guys to say a little bit something about this. This is a deep thing I'm going to say right now. I said it the other night, and this is very heavy. I can't say it enough. When you learn, it's the same thing as your cup being full or your cup being empty. If you have trouble accepting another person, it's very connected to having trouble accepting yourself. To the degree of the relationship that you could have with yourself and your honesty with yourself, you're going to be honest with other people. And you'll be honest with Hashem. And you'll be honest with your learning Torah. And you'll be honest in all the things. And you'll have patience. To the degree that you'll have patience with yourself, with others, you'll have the patience with everybody. That's the way it works. That's the way it works. Kigam hu misuga hoyavim. Wow, Yosef. Wow. Okay, want to sing a little bit or questions? Let's ask another question or two. Come. Or can you respond? Somebody? Yeah, Nisanel. Yeah.
You have to, before you can work on yourself, you have to know who you are. So you have to know what to work on.
So I want to change. I want to change tonight.
What you are to work on.
I want to change tonight a little bit. Well, Mirz Hashem will remember you're coming, Mirz Hashem, right? So you'll remind me during Shiur when we talk. We got to change. Working on myself. I want to learn myself. Maybe that's working on yourself. I know you like that.
I like that.
I like that also. I'm learning.
Maybe it is.
I'm learning what?
It is learning.
It is. Learn. Yourself. Meaning, Maybe, David, you asked this before. Maybe I trust. Let me ask you a question. Do you have to tell a kid to work on himself? You tell an 8-year-old kid, a 7-year-old kid, a 6-year-old kid, son, I want to tell you something. You got to work on yourself. What do you work on yourself? He's naturally flowing into who he is. He's learning himself. Just what happens is you become 14, 15, 16, 17. Your brother told you who you are. Your father told you, or your mother told you who you are. Your rebbeim told you, or your friends who told you who you are. So you think that that's who you are. But maybe you really never learned yourself. Maybe you really never learned yourself. Maybe it's a whole sugya of learning. I think one of the tzaddikim, the Avodas Panim, says that a person, I haven't said this in such a long time, has a person has to learn himself like he takes a mesechta and he has to learn it, Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, Klar, backwards and forwards, and be a bucky, as we said in yeshiva, in our yeshiva, Baruch Hashem, together, that we learn two daf. We learn one daf of Torah, and the other daf is the daf of yourself. And I'll say it the other way. You learn about yourself, and you learn about who you are. That's why people struggle in marriage, because they wake up in marriage, and no one ever... So you went to school, and you did well, or you didn't do well. And then suddenly, you're living with somebody else, and they're telling you, you don't know how to listen. And you're like, what do you mean I don't know how to listen? What are you talking about? Yeah, maybe you don't know how to listen. Maybe you don't know what empathy is because you never empathized with yourself. How are you supposed to know? No one ever taught you empathy. Your mother's not doesn't know empathy, especially old school. I'm still allowed to say the word old school because I like old school, meaning I like the word old school. I like saying old school because I'm from old school. And no one and feelings and all that stuff. So maybe no one talked about feelings. No one maybe gave you validation of who you are. And then you wonder when you're 20 years old and you wonder why you like to drink a lot of beer to make you feel good. Or you wonder why you like to stay on your phone and you wonder, you didn't do anything wrong. No one ever validated. No one ever gave you the attention that you needed. No one ever gave that to you. And then you wake up suddenly and you're like wondering, you know, what's wrong with me? There's nothing wrong with you. There's absolutely nothing wrong with you. You're actually perfectly imperfect. You're actually exactly who you're supposed to be. Just you never had a chance. Just suddenly you started discovering who you are and you think now I have to work on myself. I like it. No, I think it's true. I think it's true. And then you get older and older. And then you're busy making a living. You're busy taking care of your family. And then who has time for this? So Baruch Hashem, we're blessed. Baruch Hashem, we're blessed. Shkoyach, the Ratner family. I want to say, really, thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you for Ramosha. Thank you. Thank you for staying. And I want to tell you, the best thing it's funny, we met the first time. I forgot that we met the first time.
I'm going to your house.
No, in camp.
Oh, you remember that? Whoa, I don't even remember that.
That was good.
Be gluck.
Right. The reason I'm saying that is because if you didn't have time that you're, oh, I'm already 18, I'm already 21. Think about your age. So you either feel like you're not there yet, you feel you're over that, you're never at like the perfect age. Who's at the perfect age? The only person who's at the perfect age is the kid. Well, kids for sure, right? They always want to be, I don't know, old or whatever. But I'm saying you're never at the perfect stage that you're at.
Just get ready to perfect age.
You're never at the perfect, maybe you are actually at the perfect stage for who you are. Imagine living life feeling that I'm actually exactly where I'm supposed to be. So people would get scared. Uh-oh, then I'm going to do nothing. Maybe that's fake news. Maybe you'll actually do even more if you feel that you're exactly... That's like a question I get a lot of times when I say accept exactly where you are, who you are, then someone will ask, oh, but then I'm not going to do anything. I don't think that that's true. I think fakir. I think you'll do even more. I think you'll do even more. If you knew that you're exactly perfect timing, you're exactly where you're supposed to be, now start living your life. Now start living the life that you want to live exactly right now. Okay, Hashem should help us. Anyone, question, comments, then we'll wrap up. We'll sing a little bit more. Question, comments. Somebody.
Wherever you just said it, it reminds me that the best time to plant the tree was 10 years ago. The second best time is right now.
Mm. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Right here. This is yours. The Eben Ezra that I like to say, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mevakesh the Nirdaf, that Hashem loves that which is the victim. And the Eben Ezra says Hashem is Mevakesh the Nirdaf means that Hashem, the Nirdaf, what's the thing that is most victim, the biggest victim? He says, the Eben Ezra says, it's a pasuk in Koheles that Hashem is mevakesh, loves the victim. He says, what's the biggest victim? You ready for this? Who's the biggest victim, he says? What's the biggest victim? The Eben Ezra says, is this moment. It's the biggest victim. Why? Because when you're younger, you're worried about the future. When you're older, you start regretting the past. A person's always living tomorrow or yesterday. He's never going to live today. He doesn't live today. That's the biggest victim. And Hashem just says, Hayoim, as the Gemara says, Hayoim. I heard from the Kal of a Rebbe, Yeshev, a Refuah Shleima. He said, Hayoim, today, is Rosh HaTevis, Haser Mimenu Yogoin Vanacha. Which means, you want to have serenity and focus and confidence, focus on today. Focus on today. Live today. Don't worry about what you did yesterday. Don't worry about what you're going to do tomorrow. Okay, you could start worrying about tomorrow. Today, tonight, is already, as I say, I love army time because 12 o'clock is a good chiddush I made up. 12 o'clock army time is 00000 because your day starts at 12 o'clock, which means get ready for tomorrow at 12 o'clock at night. That's a big one. Because 2 o'clock in the morning, you're already 2 hours into your day. 8 o'clock in the morning, you're already 8 hours into your day. People who focus at 12 o'clock, that it's 00000, and my day just began, start thinking of life like that, you'll have a different life. I'm sorry, I might have ruined your 12 o'clock at night, 1 o'clock in the morning, but I think it's true. Start looking at your clock at 00000. That now begins Tuesday. We're at 20. It's right now 9:35. So in army time, 21, right? 21. So you're already 21 hours in Monday. So you have another few hours left. Get ready for 00000. Hashem should help us all. Hayoim, Mekoilish Tishma. What? Yeah, sure. Wanted to say something?
Oh, yeah, why?
What time is the thing? How long do we have to be there?
It's going to take a while to get out.
At 10 o'clock we have to be there?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Why do you think? Really?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. I would have stopped earlier. Sorry.
You said before that if you were, you'd end up being so much more.
Right.
You sure?
No.
I have the
schedule.
Honey, you're going to have a lot of struggles. Don't worry about it. You're worried about being struggle-free? You're not going to be struggle-free. I'm going to be struggle-free. Why would you be struggle-free? Hashem sends, what do I mean? You get married, you have children, you have a job. You don't need to look for struggles. You have to look for struggles. There are enough. Lately day we daven every day. The lately day nesayin. You don't need to worry that you're worried you're not going to struggle. What's that line? One of my favorite. It wasn't the mountain that I climbed. It was the rock in my shoe. Why is my life hard? Because of the rock in my shoe? Or because I'm climbing a mountain? And if you're climbing a mountain, that's great. Awesome. Awesome. It's hard. It's sweaty. It's, you get out of breath. What, you're worried about just chilling on the mountain? You're not going to chill on the mountain. But is it the pebble? Is it the rock in my shoe that's the problem? So most of the time, that's the problem. It's the rock in my shoe that I'm beating myself up or I'm whatever I'm doing, whatever I'm doing. But I'm not actually climbing the mountain. I'm not worried about anybody not climbing the mountain. You can take the pebble out of your shoe, you're going to run up the mountain. You speak to a Moshe Rabbeinu, he's Monday, it's Monday, Tuesday, you think, what time he got up this morning, you don't know, if he slept at all, and what time is he going to sleep tonight, don't ask. So you think why is he smiling so much, because I'm complimenting him, he doesn't need my compliments, because he's climbing a mountain. Chaim Duvid, why is Chaim Duvid shining, for real? Where are you, Duvid? Why is he shining? He's not shining because he's wearing, because he looks good, because he's a good-looking kid. He's shining because he's. You could see he's climbing a mountain. We should all be zeicha miyala bahar Hashem, umiyakum become kachay. We should all be zeicha adam lamol yulad. We should zeicha to continue. David, I'm excited that you're coming to yeshiva because you're going to remind me. You're going to remind me. No pressure. Remind me that we're going to change the lingo a little bit. Shem should help us all. Hayoyim Mikhailo Tishmo. Thank you so much, everyone. This was beautiful, as always. Should be zeichet to the Gula Shlema. I assume that these all come to Eretz Yisrael also, right? You're going to have... How's that going to work? I guess in the summer, you'll be in Eretz Yisrael in this place also. That's right. All the houses, all the... everything. Come to Eretz Yisrael for the Gula. Let's have in mind, Bar Avram Ben Julia, the hostages. We're sitting here, sitting together with sushi. I don't know if they have sushi out there. But I'm saying we should have in mind the hostages, have in mind the soldiers, have in mind the Jewish people, all of us. When we're getting together for good things, we always have to have in mind those who don't have the good stuff. Shkoyach, thank you so much, everybody. Shkoyach.